This is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox, in for Farah Chidea, who is on vacation. President Bush will try to win over a tough American audience tonight when he delivers the State of the Union address. It will not be easy. Polls show the majority of voters do not favor the president's leadership. The number one reason? The war in Iraq. Consider the latest Washington Post ABC News survey, for example. The report says Americans overwhelmingly oppose Bush's call to send an additional 21,500 troops to the region. So what will it take for the president to regain public support? And how might voters line up on domestic issues like health care, immigration, and education? We have asked two political strategists to help us take a preliminary look at this evening's State of the Union address and share more about what voters are thinking as we approach election 2008. Republican pollster David Winston is at NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C. He leads the Winston Group, a political research firm in the nation's capital. David, nice to have you.
Glad to be here.
And national pollster Silas Lee is on the line from New Orleans, Louisiana. He is a sociology professor at Xavier University and heads Silas Lee and Associates, a polling agency based in the Crescent City. Silas, nice to have you as well.
Thank you very much.
Let's begin here. David, I'm going to come to you because let's also start with the biggest issue, which, as we mentioned, is Iraq. Major polls are showing that the president is at the weakest point of his presidency. So how difficult will it be for the president to pull himself out of this slump? And number two, how far can a speech, albeit an important one, go towards accomplishing that for the president?
Well, actually, let me do that in reverse order. A speech can be enormously effective if it does the right thing in terms of inspiring people. Again, going back to the president's speech right after 9/11, that clearly shaped and defined who he was at that point in time and obviously got the reaction he was looking for. This is going to be a difficult speech. The war has not gone at all the way the administration had defined it. He is trying to change the strategy. And there is as equally a lack of confidence at this point shown in the election in his particular ability to lead at this point. So he's got to stand up and show some clear direction and get people to sort of buy back into his leadership. And that's a pretty tough thing to do. It's eminently doable, but it's tough.
I incorrectly said that you were at NPR headquarters in Washington. We know that you're on the phone. Just wanted to get that straight before I go.
Okay.
Silas, let me ask you a question, because as we've already said, confidence in the president's leadership continues to suffer largely because of the war. Now, polls can differ, of course, but from your point of view, what are the keys for the president tonight?
Well, keep in mind, with the State of the Union, usually it's a menu in terms of presenting a lot of alternatives to voters. And naturally, here's the problem for the president right now, as was mentioned earlier. President Bush basically mortgaged his presidency to a large degree on the war, and that was after the 9/11 attacks. And then now he's almost attempting to refinance it almost to gaining more support in terms of increasing the number of troops with the war. The problem is, like was mentioned, loss of confidence. Overwhelmingly, voters feel that we need to go in another direction. And a recent poll I saw indicated that the majority of people would like Congress to take the lead on issues. So a speech is a prelude. People would like to see action, an agenda, a plan. And in terms of gaining confidence with the public, that's an incremental process. And that's something you build on after you have accomplished some initiatives. So naturally, for the president, he will have to try to gain confidence with people, definitely in reference to some of the domestic issues. Energy, I'm quite sure he's going to highlight, as well as education, healthcare reform, research and medical science. All those are going to be very broad brush issues he will address. However, again, it will take time to gain confidence, and you do not gain confidence immediately from a speech. It's like being in a marriage and one partner happens to stray. Then it takes time to rebuild that trust and confidence in that situation. Same here.
One of the things that it would seem to me, David, is that for the president to regain the confidence of the people, he would have to convince the people that he is paying attention to what their needs and wishes are. To what extent do you think that the Bush administration has taken and will continue to take public sentiment to heart?
Well, I think one of the things you saw is the president's reaction to this election in terms of clearly a need for a change in strategy. Changing the Secretary of Defense was obviously a big step. And also really understanding that he was going to have to communicate what his goals and objectives in Iraq were, but laying it out in such a way that, that people can follow it. And that's obviously one of the primary elements of the speech. The other element is, as was being said, is the focus on domestic policy, dealing with cost of living issues such as health care, education, and getting into energy. And you're going to see some focus here, obviously, on ethanol-based, increasing ethanol-based fuels, his proposal in terms of health care to make it more accessible to individuals. You're going to see a domestic focus here as well as the Iraq situation. But I agree, this is going to be a first step, but this is an important dynamic in that he needs to engage people here at this point because we're about to get into the next presidential race. And for him to sustain his ability to drive an agenda, he has to do well this evening.
Silas, we've had you on the program before, mostly to give us a rundown of what's going on in New Orleans politically, but your research does extend beyond that area and goes all the way to Capitol Hill. Let me ask you about the African-American electorate. Has dissatisfaction among African-Americans about this president's agenda been pretty much the same, or has it changed? And to what extent are black voters in sync with American voters overall, particularly when it comes to the president's strategy on the war?
Well, definitely, in answer to your question, yes, black voters are in sync on several issues. For example, decline in support for the president. Keep in mind, his support of own black voters wasn't that high to begin with, and since the ongoing problems with the war in Iraq, it has deteriorated somewhat. Also, in reference to the addressing of critical issues, education, public safety, health care reform, all those are critical issues where the president, he has scored low with black voters, and he hasn't necessarily changed with black voters in terms of addressing those issues. And let me make a point, too. After 9/11, President Bush was in a very strong position whereby he could take the platform and play the role of a coach and say that this is what we need to do, and people would basically fall in line lockstep. Since the war, that has changed, and not just since the war, but since the problems with the war in terms of the casualties and a strategy to get out of the war, people are looking for some level of compassion, someone they feel that is listening and responsive to them and not so entrenched in a belief that they feel is wrong. So that is going to be a challenge whereby the president must be able to convince people that he is listening, not only listening, but responding, mm-hmm. and not just taking a position that this is what I'm going to do and the polls don't matter, as he said in the past.
Well, David, we've identified you as a Republican pollster, and along the lines of the black electorate, we know that the Republicans reached out at the last presidential election with some degree of success. Do you see that? How do you see the black electorate playing into the overall strategy of the White House with regard to trying to win back the public's support?
Well, long-term, and this is sort of stating the obvious, there's obviously been a frustration in both directions in terms of African-Americans being frustrated with the Republican Party and the Republican Party being frustrated that there couldn't be more progress made in the African-American community. Having said that, that had been one of the focal points in terms of No Child Left Behind, the education initiative, thinking that was a particular policy that, in fact, would have some impact. I would actually disagree. The Republicans have not made much progress from 2000 forward in terms of that community. It's been at the presidential level around 8 or 9%, and pretty much stayed at that level. You had a situation with Michael Steele running in Maryland, African American, who got 25% of the African American vote in Maryland, and that's one of the better performances that you've seen in terms of any Republican. It's critical in terms of if we want to regain a majority coalition, that we're going to have to pick up minority voters, and so in terms of the long term success of the party, there has to be some successful outreach here.
Let me bring our conversation to a close with this final question for the both of you. First to you, Silas, and briefly, what would you not want to hear from the president tonight?
Well, definitely I would not want to hear, and I'm quite sure many people would not want to hear, a strong focus on being entrenched in a particular ideology, and that's the main thing people would not want to hear. This is what I believe. There needs to be a greater emphasis on responding to the needs and the concerns of the American people. And quite often people, a mea culpa works effectively, where you admit that, look, we've had some shortfalls, and maybe we need to rethink our position, and this is how we want to engage in some corrective action. So maybe those are some strategies that would be effective in this speech.
Same thing to you, David. We have just about a minute left. What would you be most concerned about and not want to hear from the president?
Well, I'm actually going to be similar in my answer. You want to hear a focus on solutions and how is he going to address and solve people's problems, not how he's going to promote an ideology. And I think there's one concern, and you've seen this in some polls, the sense of stubbornness on his part and not willing to listen. And one of the things that you want to see in this speech is that he's listened, he's focused on solutions and solving people's problems. That would be a good transition and could potentially set him up so he could sustain driving the agenda for the next 2 years, and we'll see if he can do it.
I appreciate your time, gentlemen. Republican strategist David Winston is president and founder of the Winston Group. He joined us by phone. And national pollster Silas Lee is a professor of sociology at Xavier University. He heads Silas Lee and Associates, and he joined us by phone from New Orleans. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.